This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 30th of May. It's rainy season here in Japan, and with plenty of other excitement elsewhere in the football world, you could forgive fans for staying at home in front of the telly. That's not been the case, however, especially in Kashiwa, where supporters look to see if Reysol can become champions of this league. Well, hello again, and reigning J2 champions Kashiwa Reysol extended their lead at the top of J1 to 3 points with a 3-0 win at home to Inform Vissel Kobe. As closest challengers Vegalta Sendai and Yokohama F. Marinos played out a 1-1 draw at the Yurtech Stadium. Junior Tanaka put Reysol in control with 2 goals in 3 first-half minutes. Finishing off an incisive passing move to open the scoring, before smashing a confident left-footed shot past Vissel keeper Kenta Tokushige from a narrow angle. Leandro Dominguez completed a comfortable victory with a third midway through the second period, while Popo saw red for the visitors 4 minutes from time. Meanwhile, unbeaten Vegalta took a 1-0 lead into the interval thanks to Shingo Akamine's header on 20 minutes, but were pegged back when a Shunsuke Nakamura cross found the head of Hiroyuki Taniguchi for his second goal in as many matches. The Sendai side are now 3 points behind Kashiwa in second, with Marinos a point further back in third. 2 spectacular goals from Koji Morisaki gave 4th place Sanfrecce Hiroshima a 2-1 win over Kashima Antlers, who remain in the relegation zone with just 5 points from 6 league matches. The 30-year-old opened the scoring with a 30-yard strike after just 9 minutes, and though Shinzo Koroki levelled soon afterwards, Morisaki collected the ball from twin brother Kazuyuki to hit the winner from 25 yards in second half stoppage time. Nagoya Grampus got their title defence back on track with a 5-2 defeat of Avispa Fukuoka, but had to rely on a late charge after conceding 2 equalisers to the bottom club from Kyushu. Jungo Fujimoto put Grampus ahead for the 3rd decisive time on 81 minutes, before additional strikes from Igor Bozanovic and Keiji Tamada. Avispa are still without a single point after 8 matches. Omiya Ardija moved up to 9th in the table with a 1-0 win at Cerezo Osaka that leaves Levir Kulpi's Champions League quarter-finalists winless in the league and separated from the bottom 3 on goal difference alone. Brazilian forward Rafael scored the only goal after a quarter of an hour, beating Cerezo custodian Kim Jin-hyun from a tight angle at the near post. Akengo Nakamura-inspired Kawasaki Frontale came from behind to beat Gamba Osaka 2-1 and leapfrog their opponents into 8th. Nakamura hit a left-footed shot through a crowd of players to cancel out Adriano's penalty and won the game with a right-footed free kick in stoppage time, moments after Gamba were convinced they had the ball over the line at the opposite end. Elsewhere, struggling Urawa Reds could only draw 1-1 at home to Albirex Niigata, despite 2 former Albirex players, Marcio Richardes and Edmilson, combining for the first half opener. A scoreless draw in the Shizuoka derby at Shimizu S-Pulse meant Jubilo Iwata missed the chance to go third, while Vanfore Corfu drew 1-1 with Montedeo Yamagata. Now for some other talking points from the past 7 days, and Cerezo Osaka will be the J-League's sole representatives in the last 8 of the AFC Champions League after beating City rivals Gamba 1-0 on Tuesday. Cerezo dominated for much of the derby clash and finally secured victory through Daisuke Takahashi on 88 minutes, after a catalogue of errors in the Gamba defence. South Korean clubs look to have maintained their dominance over East Asia, however, with FC Seoul thrashing Kashima 3-0 and Nagoya going down 2-0 at Suwon Samsung Blue Wings. Finally, Gamba teenager Takashi Usami is one of three new names in Alberto Zaccheroni's Japan squad for the Kirin Cup matches against Peru and the Czech Republic. The 19-year-old forward joins Kawasaki midfielder Kosei Shibasaki and Kashima fullback Daigo Nishi. That's it for today. Join me again next Monday for another Football Japan Minute Cast. Bye for now.